Okay, we're on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbana. Shnayim Omrim Niskatcha, Shnayim Omrim Lo Niskatcha. Two Edim come and say that we're Edim, this woman got married, and two Edim say that she didn't get married. Hari Zulo Tino, say them Nisis Lo Seitse. She can't get married, because maybe she's an Eishes Ish. But if she did get married, she doesn't have to get divorced. Shnayim Omrim Niskatcha, Shnayim Omrim Lo Niskatcha. Hari Zulo Tino, say. If two people say that she's divorced and two people say not, so she can't get married, Rashi says, to anybody else, la'acher. She could remarry the guy that is a suffix, whether he was megarish or because she's only ma'uzi grushosa. But she can't marry anybody else because she's a suffix eshesish. In these states, Tetsa, and if she did get married, she has to get divorced. I mean, she has to leave the second husband. Versus Maishno Reishno Maishno Sefer. Both cases, she's a suffix eshesish. Why in the ratio where the suffix is, where she got married or not, we allow her to remain married if she got married? And why in the Sefer, where she got married, we don't allow her to remain married? Om Rabbaya, Tirgum of the Eid Echot. So Rabbaya said that you have to say it's not talking about two against two, but one against one. Eid Echot, Omer Niskadcha, the Eid Echot, Omer Lo Niskadcha, Tarvayu, Bepnuya Kamisadi. Both of them are telling us that originally she was a Pnuya. The only shaila is, what, did she get married or not? But everybody agreed originally she was a penuya. And therefore, what's it called? The high dekomeniskaj, havelechad, vein dvorav shal echad, v'mokum shnayim. Two are telling us that originally she was a penuya. One is telling us that she changed her status. So one is not believed in the place of two. He's going against the edus that the other one also is molded, that originally she was a penuya. Okay. Seifa eid echad omer nisgarisha eid echad omer lo nisgarisha tavayu veishas ish kamasai. The Seifa though is just the opposite. Both are telling us that originally she was a married woman. The question is, did she get unmarried? So both of them are telling us that she established that she was married. One of them is telling us she was a gerusha by v'hai deka omer nisgarisha havi leichad vein dvarav shalecha makam shnayim. Rashi Tarvayu bepnuya kamasadi ledivrei shneim ad achshav becheskes pnuya haisa. According to both of them, until she got married, she was becheskes pnuya. Both of them are attesting to the fact that she was a pnuya originally. The question is, did her status change or not? Kodim shneskadcha. Ravashi omer laolam trei utrei. Ravashi says no. It's talking about two against two. The epoch, and really have to change what it says that by kedushin she can't. She has to leave her husband, and by gerish or not. Shnayim omrim re'inu sheniskatcha. The case is like this. Two witnesses come and they say, we saw this woman get married. Shnayim omrim lo re'inu sheniskatcha. We didn't see it. So harizelo tino, see the nisus teitze. Then the second pair of witnesses are really irrelevant. Because you can't give testimony on something that didn't happen. They can't say, we didn't see her get married. Maybe she got married, what's it called, when you didn't see it. First are telling you that we saw her get married with Erish. The other one said, we didn't see it. Maybe you weren't there. Maybe you missed it, right? You turned around to see the smorgasbord. Whatever it was, you didn't see it. I said, no, lo ra'inu, lo ra'inua eno raya. The fact that you didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Samara says, Arizulat, him nisus teitze, pshita, lo renu enuraya, says pashat, right? Witnesses who say, we didn't see her get married, not we know for sure she's not married. We didn't see her get married, that's no testimony. Or it says, lo tzricha de dari bechotzer echad. So they live in the same chotzer, the same building. Mao the same, lo emisa de neskacha kole, islay la milsa, kamash malon, da avdi inish de mekachi betzina. Why would I think that if she taka got married, there should be a call. People would know about it. And the answer is no. It's shaykh that a woman gets married privately. And you are not seeing it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Rashi. Epoch, Bereisha Tani Amnesis Teitze, Vesefa Amnesis Lo Teitze. He's talking about two against two, but you have to switch it that by the case of Kedushin, she has to leave her husband if she gets married, and by the case of Gerushin, not. And the reason is that the edus is not, we know for sure she didn't get married. We didn't see her. That's irrelevant edus. The chiddush is, even if they live in the same place, right, I would think that if she did get married, there'd be a call, kamash malon, people get married privately. Sefer, Ushnaim omrim ra'inua shenisgarsha. Ushnaim omrim lo ra'inua shenisgarsha. Seif is also talking about a similar case. Two people say, we know for sure she got divorced. And two people say, we didn't see it. We didn't see her ever get divorced. Harizu lo tinasu, nisus lo seitzi. There, she can't get married, but if she did, she doesn't have to leave her husband. Why? My kamash malon, afagav the diary b'chotzer echod, right? Hainuhach, so what's the chiddush? That lo ra'ina was no raya. The fact that you say you didn't see her get divorced is no raya, she didn't get divorced. What will you say? The chiddush is, so that's fashit. The chiddush is, they live in the same place, the same building, same chotzer, right? And there should have been a call. Mao the same agabi kedushin who the avide inshi the makadshi betzina of a begerishin imisa di garisha kolish for the milsei komash malon the avide inshi the makadshi u the megarishi betzina. The chiddush over here is I might think that people don't get divorced privately. There's a call komash malon, even gerishin also people can do privately, and you're not seeing it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Rashi the megarishi betzina vafilu hachi lechatchila lo sinasei. Even so, she can't lechatchila get married in the case where two Edom are saying she got divorced, and two other Edom say we didn't see it. Lechora let her get married lechatchila. The answer is no. What's it called? What we said yesterday, lazus vasayim. You don't do something that looks suspicious. V'imishenisus bo Edom lo seitzei. So Menachem Reb Yossi says, if after she got married, that's when the witnesses came, then she can remain married. So Rabbi Oshia Masni La Resha, Rabbi Oshia says it's going back on the Resha. Resha Rashi says, Im Mishanises Bo Edim, Shahoisa Ishasish, the Hi Nisis Al Piatzma, Shaomra Grushani. It's going back on the Resha. Resha says, a woman says, Ashes Isha Yisi, I was married, but I got divorced. And we don't know from Edim that she was ever married. So Pesha Osir Pesha Hitter, she's about to get married. Now she gets married, and two Edim come and say she was a married woman. And there's no Edus except her saying that she was a Grusha. So now the halacha is, what's it called? Im, Mishanisis, Bo Edim, Lo Seitzi. Still, she can remain married. Since she got married Beheter, she can remain married now, even though there's Edim now that say she was married. The Edim don't say she wasn't divorced. They just say, now we don't need her to let us know she was married. So it's not a Pesha Osir Pesha Hitter anymore. Still, once she got married, the Hetter, she remains married. Rabba Bar Ovin Masin La Seifa. And Rabba Bar Ovin says it's going on the Seifa. Anish Beisi Utahora Ani Vitiru Alino Asei V'Achrika Boim Shanish Beis. It's going on the Seifa where she claims I was captured and I am still Tahor. They didn't violate me. And there's no Edom that she was captured. Pesha Osir Pesha Hitter, we believe her. Then she got married, because we believed her to get married. She got married to a Kohen. And now Edom come and say that she was captured. They didn't say she's Tomei, but they said that she was captured. Now we don't need her to tell us she was captured. She's not a Pesha Osir Pesha Hitter. Since they were mad to her to get married to this Kohen, the Hitter stays. So now the Gemara says, so that's what's it called? Rabbi Bar Oven learns it's going on the Sefer, the case of Shvuya. And Rav Oshia learns it's going on the case of Grusha. Manda Masnu Areisha Koshkin Sefer to be Shvuya Hekilu. The one who says that where we let a woman who, because we were matir to get married, Al Seishas Ish, right, that since Apesha Osir, we believe her that she was divorced, Kolsha came by a Shvuya, we let her marry a Kohen. First of all, it's a lesser Isser. This is an Isser Kores, right, Misa. And this is only an Isser Lav. And secondly, what's it called, their special halacha, by Shvuya they were makel. By Shvuya the Rabbanan look for all the coolers they can get. So if it applies by Eshesish, it applies surely by Shvuya. Uman demasinu ha-sefer, aval ha-resha lo. Right, but the ones who says it's going on the Sefer by Shvuya, maybe only that case where the Edom came afterwards and broke up her Pesha Osir, do we let her remain married? Because b'shvuya hekilu. But in the case of Eishes Ish, where the Edom came after and broke up her, what's it called, Pesha Osir, there perhaps she has to get divorced. Rashi, b'shvuya hekilu, t'chashosha bi'almahu, t'ika shemen nivala lo'ovi kochav, nifsa l'kohuna.
It's only a chash by shvuya. That's why they were makel. We don't know for sure that they violated her. We just assume that that's the case. So any kula we can find, not to assume that we do.
Samara says, lema v'drav ha-manunam k'mifilgate. Right? The man de masnu ha-reisha isli drav ha-manuna. Uman de masnu ha-seifa lesli drav ha-manuna.
Maybe the argument whether this halach applies to an eishes ish or not, who says, nesua ha-yisi, right, the disgarashti. And then Adam came after she got married to say that she was in a suah. So there's no more pesha, also pesha hit her. So machlokas whether she remains married or not. So Mar says, let's say they're arguing Rav Hamanuna. The Omar Ha'isha Sha Omar Labaila Girashtani Nemanis. Hilka Choda Omar Grusha Ni Mehemda. Right. They're arguing about Rav Hamanuna. Rav Hamanuna said that a woman who says that she's divorced, we believe her. So therefore, even without a pesha, also pesha hit her. She says, now Grusha Ni, we believe her. And the other man, the Omer, says, no, we don't believe her. And she needs a Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitter. And if we take away that Pesha Asr, because Adam come and say she was originally married, right, then we don't believe her. Only believe her if there's a Pesha Asr. Rosh is low. The Kulei Alma Islu the Rav Hamanuna. Everybody holds that if a woman would say, Gerashtani, Bifnei Baila, right, we have a Chazaka, Eino Isha Me'iza, she'd not have the chutzpah to say it if it wasn't true. So we put her on her chazaka, she's probably telling the truth. What is the machlokas? The mar sover ki it murder Rav Hamanuna b'fonav. One holds that Rav Hamanuna only said his din if she says it in his face. Then we have the chazaka, eini isha me'iza. So we say she's probably telling the truth, because otherwise she wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it to her husband's face if she got divorced, if she didn't. Avo shalo b'fonav me'iza. But shalo b'fonav, like in this case, where he's not there, she's just telling you, I was in the suah and I got divorced. Stam to say it, not in her husband's presence. There's no chazaka. Umar sover shalob b'fonav nomi enim iza, and the other one holds no. Even shalob b'fnei baila, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it if it wasn't true. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay, v'mishanisus bo edim omer avua de Shmuel lo nises nises mamish alakiven shitirua linase afal pishalo nises. Right, Lemaisa, what's it called? Avua de Shmuel said, it's not talking where she actually got married. But once we were mad to her to get married, then she remains with that heter. And she could go get married now. And again, machlokas, which case is going on? Dafka, the case of Shvuya, or even the case of Grusha. Mor says, Vaholo Seitzik, Tony. Says, what's it says? It says, Vaholo Seitzik, Mashma, she's married. Loseitzi doesn't mean she doesn't have to go away from her husband. She doesn't have to go away from her original heter. That's the pshat. Tan Rabbanan, Omra nishbeisi utahorani, v'yeshli edim shetahorani, ein omrim namtin ad sheyavu edim, elamatira noso miyad. Woman says, I was captured. We don't know she was captured from edim, only from her. And she says, but I'm tahor, pesha also pesha hitter, we believe her. And then she adds, and there's also Edom that I'm tar. The Edom were there the whole time, and they saw that they never violated me. So we don't say, well, since she added this, and she says there's Edom, let's wait to hear the Edom. Don't be mad to her because of Pesha Asr, she tightens as Edom. We don't say that, right? We're mad to her miyad. Elamatirnos miyad. Hitiru linosei v'achrikach bo Edom, v'omru lo yodanu. We permitted her to get married. She got married. And then Edom came and they said, we don't know if she's Torah or not. She claims there were Edom, and sometimes people do that. They think that the people know, and they don't know. Right? These people will corroborate what I'm saying. Then you find them and you say, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't know she's Tameh, but we don't know she's Torah either. Harizu lo seitzei. Then that case, everybody agrees, that in the case where the Edom came later and broke her Pesha Asr, she remains with her heter. Okay. V'imbo Edituma, right, but if Edom come and say that she was violated, they know she was. They saw the goyim rape her, right? Then afilu yesh l'kama bonim takes it. If she has a lot of children from this kohen, she has to be divorced. Then there's Edom that say she's tamei. Rashi, v'yesh li Edom shall you imi tamei shul nisiyachadati imovikom. They worked with me constantly. They saw that I never was alone with a goy who captured me. Yacharkach bo edim shenish base the hash the lavat esh osiru afilu hachilov seitzik. Afilu yesh lo kama bonim min hakohen hazesh en osa, she has to get divorced from him if there are edei tumah. Hanish vuyosa da asin l'nardo. There was a group of captive women that were brought to Nardo with their captors. It was a common thing. People they used to use to for ransom. They would capture people, use them for slaves or whatever, and they would come to the Jewish communities to ransom them, to make money. It was a way to make money. Pirates. So the captors brought these women to Nardo, and hopefully they were hoping that people would ransom them. Osiv avuah d'Shmuel neturei badayu. So avuah d'Shmuel put a shomer on them that the captors shouldn't violate them. Okay, in other words, it was a business. So they put a shomer there that they shouldn't be alone with their captors. The guy. Amalei Shmuel, be'ato idno manatrinus. So Shmuel said to his father, right, until now, who was watching them? In other words, yeah, it's a good idea to watch them now. But Lamai said, that's not going to guarantee that up until now, nobody was violated. Amalei ilu bancho chavin. Even if they were violated, if they were your daughters, would you not want them protected now? So do what you can. Right? It was like a mistake that goes, the ruler makes a mistake, sometimes you can't take it back. Right? Off with his head. Oh, I didn't mean that, I meant off with his foot or whatever. That's it, and they cut off his head, it's too late. So Kishkoga Hashiyotzim Hashalit Dishtavin Bansi Demar Shmuel, and Shmuel's daughters were captured. Like again, Maklala Vaskinu Larad Israel. They brought them to Eretz Israel. Okman Lishvu Inayu Miavroi. So they came to Eretz Israel, and they said to their captors, "Could you wait outside? We want to go into Beis Din and take care of our business." Right? Again, this is like, you know, this is not, you know, like kidnappers today or whatever. It was out, everything was out in the open, and it was, you know, fair game. We captured these women. You want to ransom them or whatever? If not, we'll sell them for slaves. So they said to the captors, "Stay outside so that nobody see the Beis Din doesn't see that we were captured. They only know it from what we're going to say." The idol of the Beis Medrash, the Rebbe Chanina. They went into the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Chanina. Ha Omra Nishbeisu Taorani. The first one said, "I was captured. I'm telling you, I was captured, but I'm tahor." The Ha Omra Nishbeisu Taorani. Sharinu, and they were mad at them because Apesh also said, "We didn't know you captured. Came to us and told us a chiddush. You're captured, and you're tahor. We believe you." Sof ul osu shivu inayu. After that, they saw the captors, so they don't need them anymore to tell them they were captives. They see that these are the pirates, so the Apesh also is broken. Amri b'chanina b'non demorian inun. Right, these must be children from a posik. They're smart enough to know how to present their case properly, right? They made sure that we were matter them before we knew that they were captives, only from them. Igloy Milsa, the Bansi, the Marshmul Havin. Came out, they looked into it. These are smart girls. They must have grown up in a house of a posek. They found out then that they were the daughters of Shmuel. Amarle Rabbi Chanina, Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Puk Itapa B'Krovosayich. So Rabbi Chanina told Rav Shaman Bar Abba, "Go take care of your relatives." Omar Leil Rabbi Chanina, "Voika Edim Medina Sayam." The Maaseh there, Edim in Medina Sayam, could know maybe that they were violated or whatever. So maybe we should wait to see if those Edim come. Omar says, "Hash to me, it's less new. Come on, right? Edim b'tzad istan v'teyoser, because there's maybe Edim." We don't know. Maybe there's Edim that know something about this. Because maybe there's Edim, we're not going to hold up the case. Then they said that they're Tahar, and when we matted them, there was no Edim that they were Nishba, they're Mutter. Time of the law also Edim. Ha also Edim Mitzvah, Mashma, that only because the Edim didn't come. But if the Edim had come and testified that they were captured, we would not matter them anymore. We said before that everybody holds that even if Edim come later and break up the Pesha Aser, she's still Mutter. By Shvuya, everybody agrees that. As long as they were Mutter to get married, even if she didn't actually get married, the Heter remains. There was a rumor that there were Edim that knew they were violated. It wasn't for sure. And they were somewhere out there. And that we're not Choshish. We don't, not choshes, maybe there are edim out there. And we'll wait to see what happens. Right now the case is she's mutter, she's mutter. If edim will come later and testify she's tameh, then a problem. But we don't wait and break up a case because of a possibility, maybe there's edim, but we don't know for sure there are or not. Rashi. Okminu da'ashin lenardoa. Liftosa. They came burn to Nardoa to ransom them. Okminu l'shvuyonu avroi, shelo yavo lifnei beisdin, v'lo yeidu beisdin shein shvuyos el al piyatsmu v'yatiru. That they shouldn't know that they're shvuyos only through their testimony. So they left the captives outside. B'non demorininu, b'nos adam gadlu bal horohu, shiyadu lasoskei. These girls grew up in a house where they heard shilas and they know how to present a shilah. The Rabbi Shaman Kohen Hoya, Rabbi Shaman was a Kohen, Itbil b'krovosayich, saw achas mehem shein krovosecha, marry one of them, and show people that she's mutter. You're a Kohen, and we were matter her to marry a Kohen, go marry one. V'ha'ika sadim dizayom, shirosh and nishbu, v'dilmu osu v'kamon l'mochro l'yumu uchron l'achar shetin osim. So I'm afraid. Maybe Edom will come and testify that they were captives. So Mar says, so what? Once we're mad to her to get married, she can get married even if Edom come. So there's no problem. Hashta mi'alois new, call them nisuin, right? They didn't come before the nisuin. Mishum dilma osu lo asuin lo hashta. Edom bitzad istom bitzad tzofon. Istom means in the north. Mitzofon zohav ye'ese metarge midi istina. V'teyoser bitmiya. Halo osu, call them nisuin. So the Gemara says, no, we're afraid that maybe there was a rumor that there was Ede Tuma. But even so, since we're not sure, and it's only a possibility, and right now everything is okay, we pass according to what it is now, not what could possibly be somewhere else.